Welcome to this week's podcast from Gospel Lighthouse Church in Blytheville, Arkansas. Let's welcome Pastor JC, Senior and Lead Pastor of Gospel Lighthouse Church.
Turn with me to the book of Job, chapter 41. Brother Dale, when I first came here, you may remember this because you were still here on Sunday mornings. I first came here and I was sitting in the third pew on this side. And Brother Dale, this was amazing. The Lord spoke to me. So this had to have been 2009. The Lord spoke to me, and Sister Dr. Claire was here, and she was up here teaching and talking, and the Lord spoke to me and said, your answer is in Job. And for years and years and years and years, and this is like going on 17 years now, I always wondered, what does that mean? Your answer is in Job. And as I began to study the book of Job the last 4 years, especially the last 3 years, I see more revelation than I've ever seen. And I really believe tonight this is another awesome word. If you will, we're going to look in the book of Job, chapter 41, verse 1. It's on your screen. If you found it, shout praise the Lord. This is what the Bible says. Can thou draw out Leviathan with a hook, or his tongue with a cord which thou lettest down? Can thou put a hook into his nose, or bore his jaw through with a thorn? Father, we love you. Thank you for this word. Let it go forth in power and demonstration of your spirit. Powerful seed planted in good ground. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody says amen and amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. So we said last Sunday, if you weren't here last Sunday, I really felt like the Lord spoke to us dramatically, incredibly. And one of the spirits that we've been exposing was the spirit of Jezebel. But there's also another spirit that we need to talk about, and it's the spirit of Leviathan. And of course, this has nothing to do primarily with this teaching, but it is going to help us, because there is a spirit of Leviathan that wants to dismantle the body of Christ. And so we have to guard against this spirit of Leviathan. Leviathan is, in a studying that I have done, some people call it an alligator, or it would be known as a crocodile in that part of the world. And then some people call it a sea dragon. Nevertheless, we know that it is demonic. And Job is talking about this spirit of Leviathan. And he's talking about, can you take this crocodile? It would be in his understanding. Can you take this crocodile with a hook? Can you take his tongue with a cord, and can you let it down? Can you capture it? Can you put a hook into its nose, or bore his jaw through with a thorn? And so this is incredible what Job is speaking about. And it's very important for us to understand that that enemy will use any tactic he can, any strategy he can, to try to dismantle and destroy the house of God. And so we have to be on guard. So last week we talked about the letter pay. And we talked about what it simply meant. We have three things that we're talking about tonight. Last week, if you weren't here, the first prophetic truth about pay was what? Was the mouth. It'll be on your screen. I think, no, it won't. It won't be on your screen. I had to redo this. So it's not going to be on your screen. Just let me go through it real quick. It was about pay was about the mouth. We learned that James 1 and 19 said, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. And then number two, we said a second prophetic truth about pay was the divine spark of God. And we talked about how sometimes our tongue can get us in trouble and it can spark things. But then we talked about the Holy Spirit sat upon our tongues as a fire. And we need the divine spark of God. We know that Proverbs 18 and 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And so we know that to be true. Then we talked about number three, the third prophetic truth about pay was the entrance. And I thought this was really interesting, because I saw this before. They have proved, scientists now have proved, and at conception, there is a light that begins in the body as early as conception. That's remarkable. Scientists have discovered that. But they've also discovered this, Brother Dale. They've discovered at death, there is a light that leaves. So you have an entrance. Thy word is a light unto my path, a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. The entrance of thy word brings light. We're formed. We're framed by the word of God. And this is what's so incredible of God. Only God can ever calibrate so amazing, much amazing things like that. And so it is the entrance. And then we talked about the breath, how a doctor, one of the very first things he does is make the baby cry. So he spanks the baby, whatever he does nowadays. And then the baby has to get its breath. And then when someone dies, the majority of people that I have seen, and it's never a pretty sight, but the times that I've been with people that have died, I'm with the loved ones and I've watched death, it is their mouth is open and it's like they breathe their last breath. So it's an entrance even of the breath of life. And so it's so important, though, like we learned last week, pay. It's so important that we declare and speak the word of God audibly. And that's what Jesus did with the devil when he was in the wilderness. He's being tempted. He said, it is written, it is written, it is written. And so it's important to say that it's written, using our own tongues to speak the word of God out loud. Now we look at the book of Job, and we're going to be talking about this letter. And if you'll look at it, you will be like me, and you will say, oh, it's Sayd, Sayd. But actually, it is pronounced Sade, Sade. That's how you say it. And actually, there's like a little t. With the T and S. It's Sade. And so this is what the modern text would look like. It is the 18th letter. We're almost finished. We have 19, 20, 21, 22 to go. But it means a hook. It means to catch. It means to delight in. And we'll talk about that. If we were in the pre-Canaanite times, this is what that letter would look like. If we were in Moses' time, it would look like something like this. And if we were in David's time, King David's time, it would look a little bit like that. But this is the modern text. And it is the picture of Sade is a hook. And if you have the old style Bibles, and I always refer to this because I think this is so interesting. If you look in Psalms division 119, 137, 144, a lot of the older Bibles will have this Hebrew letter, Sade, the 18th letter. It will have it above that writing there. And so I think that's really interesting. But the book of Job is so interesting here. And what Job was alluding to was the impossibility of being able to hook or harpoon the demonic spirit, a Leviathan. That's what he's alluding to. And I think this is really interesting. He's thinking the only way to successfully overcome the demonic spirit, a Leviathan, which comes in many forms, including a religious spirit, is through the whole armor of God, primarily the word of the Spirit, or the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. And so when I look at this, I'm always reminded, Job, in his beginning, the writings, Job was protected. What do we call that? Anybody remember the letter? What was Job protected by? What was the letter? Tsamach. Job was protected by the Tsamach. What is Tsamach? It is a hedge. And if you remember, that's what God's, or the devil pointed out. He said, hey, look, you know, you got your servant Job down here, and he has a hedge around about him. He has the Tsamach shield around about him. Remove that Tsamach shield and let me come in and let me just mess with his life. And so God said, all right, you're free to do so ever, but you cannot kill him. You can do all the other things, but you cannot kill him. And so here goes Job. Job is going through, he is going through it. He is going through a hard time. Job has getting revelation. I really believe this. Job is getting revelation. He understands how important a hedge is. Is anybody hearing what the Holy Spirit is saying right now? You need to listen to what I'm saying to you right now. You better start praying a hedge about your family. The devil wants to kill your family. This ain't about getting mad and leaving church. This is about the devil killing you and taking you to hell. This is what we got to get. We got to understand this. This is so crucial these last days. If God bless this family, God bless this company, but if something like that can happen in Utah that happened today that we witnessed, and by the way, this individual And I'm not going to say his name, but this individual wasn't killed because political issues. This individual was martyred, assassinated, because he's a Christian. That's what's going on. The devil was still killing. And you think, how can that happen in this nation? Hey, it's been happening in China. It's been happening in Iran. Why doesn't it happen here, right? It is. It's happening here. So you better get yourself covered under the blood of Jesus Christ and in the hedge of God's protection. And so we're looking at this, and Job understands this, because if I'm outside of the hedge of God's protection, I am vulnerable to the attack of the devil. Okay? And so he realizes this. We're looking at this letter, Sade. The first prophetic truth about Sade is to hunt or to catch or to hook. Sade is a hook, right? And I think this is really interesting, because one of the most, are we listening here? Are we paying attention here? One of the most important callings of God that you have is to reach the lost. That is, there's really two. Why do we exist as a church? The Great Commission and the Great Commandment. And the Great Commission is that we reach the lost. Not everyone in this room is called to preach. Aren't you glad of that? But everyone in this room, you're called to reach. That is a calling on your life, is to reach. So everybody in this room, say go. Everybody say it one more time. Say go. Go. Matthew 28 and verse 18 says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go." Everybody say go. "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." So that's what God is calling you and I to do, is to go. So this is the first thing, is that we're to catch, be fishers of men and catch them. And I think God maybe is trying to get Gospel Lighthouse to mend our nets. To get him mended, get him corrected and repaired. Because sometimes we go out, right, Brother Vernon? We go out and we catch the lost, but then it's like our nets aren't good enough. And we're not doing anything. We're not going to the next phase. I want to get to the point where there's so many people that we're winning to God that our nets break. Amen? That would be awesome. All right, number two. Dale said, "It looks like we're going fishing." Yes, we are going fishing. That's right, Brother Dale. We're going fishing. Number two, the second prophetic truth about Sade is to delight in. I love this. To delight in. Who likes to go fishing? Why do they call it fishing? Why don't they call it catching? Right. You might not. Okay. That's a good way to look at it. And if you ever went hunting, why don't they call it deer killing, right? Or catching fish. We do these things, but there are times that we come up empty-handed. But with God, this is what I love about this thought. With God, when we delight in Him, you will never come up empty-handed with Him. Look with me in the book of Psalms 37 and verse 4. What does it say? Everybody say it. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He give you what? The desires of your heart. How many want the desires of your heart fulfilled? Then delight ourselves in the Lord. It is simple as that. But the problem is, we get that asking amiss, because we're asking, as James says, we're asking on our own terms, right? We're asking for our own lust. I'll never forget riding in a vehicle with one of my young men that I was training to be a minister. I'll never forget this. And we're driving down, and all of a sudden he sees this beautiful vehicle, and he says, "In Jesus' name, that's mine." And I'm like, "What are you saying?" He's like, "It's mine. That's mine. I claim it." And I'm like, "Okay." So I told him, I said, "So you're claiming, if it's not paid for you, then you're claiming the payments, which could be $700-$800, right, a month. You're claiming full coverage insurance with, at your age, it's going to be outrageous. You're claiming all these things. And then It's already, this brand new vehicle has already depreciated by thousands of dollars. So you're losing money going out and buying this brand new vehicle. And I said, why are you claiming these material things? That's the problem I think we taught our church people. We've taught them wrong. We need to claim God's word and delight ourselves in Him. And when we truly delight ourselves in God, guess what? Our desires become God's desires, His desires. And so that's a great thought to look at. I like this Hebrew word for the word delight. It is the word, and you've heard me teach on this before maybe, rasal. And it means to be pleased with, to satisfy, to set affection, to favor, or even to enjoy. So desire comes when we are hooked on Jesus. They had a song back, I think it was in the 70s. You may remember this, Pastor Crystal. Hooked on a Feeling. Who sung that? It's an old, that's it, old record song, any record player song. I'm not hooked on feelings, I'm hooked on Jesus. And I think that's what we need to be. We need to be hooked on Jesus. So how do I apply this to my life? Well, we're talking about this Hebrew letter, Sade. And it is the picture of a fish hook. And I think this is really interesting. Sade, although it's the 18th number of the Hebrew alphabet, its number value is the value 90. And I think this is really interesting because I want to show you something. In Jewish tradition, the number 90 symbolizes the fullness of life. Now look with me in the book of Genesis chapter 17. I'm going to show you something here. Genesis 17 and verse 15, it says, "And God said unto Abraham, as for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah." We talked about that earlier on in our Hebrew letters, about why Sarai was changed to Sarah, why Abram was changed to Abraham. But anyway, verse 16 says, "And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her." Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, "Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall," look what happens here, "and shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear?" So Sarah was 90 years old when she gave birth to Isaac. Ladies, can you imagine giving birth at 90? Can you imagine giving birth at 70? 60? Can I go on? 50? No. Right? Here, Sarah's 90 years old. And so Isaac's name in Hebrew, of course, is Yitzhak, and Isaac means laughter. So why was this? Why was Isaac's birth? Why was 90? Why did the Jews say 90 is the fullness of life? Why was Isaac's birth so important? Here it goes. Now go to Genesis chapter 17 and verse 19. Genesis chapter 17 and verse 19. Look what it says. And God said, "Sarah, thy wife, shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac." Look what's next. "And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him." Why? Why was it so important? Is because Isaac became God's everlasting covenant. Now that might not mean a lot to you, but if I were to say that in different parts of the world, they would not accept that. So this covenant, the fulfillment of life, delighting in, being caught, being hooked, this being captured, being hooked, this fulfillment of life is a covenant that God is. Not only are we hooked on Jesus, but Jesus hooked us. Isn't that incredible? See, He's called us out of darkness. It's your life. It's so amazing. And we're all different. We come from different backgrounds and different areas. And it doesn't matter. God hooked us. He caught us. And we should delight ourselves in Him. Amen. Let's stand together. What if we all determine tonight, when I leave this place, I want to be hooked. I want to be hooked on Jesus. I want to be completely hooked on Him. Amen. So, does anybody remember, and I absolutely loved him. Does anybody remember the Christian, he was a, not really a worship artist, but he was a Christian artist, Carmen. Anybody remember Carmen? Man, I absolutely loved Carmen. Crystal and I were leaving the Queen for a weekend to get away. It was so fun. And all of a sudden, we took this tower. You know the ball that lights up there in Dallas? Well, we were going up that thing, and we happened to look, as we're taking an elevator ride, we looked down at the, at the time it was called the American Airlines Center or something. I don't know what it was called, but we happened to look, and Carmen was there that night. And I was like, and all his concerts were free. That was so incredible. I was like, hey, let's go to Carmen. We'd been to Carmen several times. And I thought that was amazing. But Carmen had this song called Addicted to Jesus. A to J. Addicted to Jesus. I showed my boys some of the Carmen videos. And they're like, oh man, that's not... they just couldn't get into it. I absolutely loved it. It was a great message. And I always think about being addicted to Jesus. See, there's a lot of people tonight in this neighborhood. They're addicted to other things. There's even people who mean well, Brother Vernon, but they're addicted to their work. It keeps them away from church. They're addicted to their business. They're addicted to money. It's keeping them away from God's house. I say, let's get them hooked back. Let's get them hooked. Hooked on Jesus. Because if we're not hooked on Jesus, then there's a good possibility we're hooked on something else. The thing about it is, if we're hooked on something else, man, that's a terrible place to be. So let's be hooked on Jesus. Father, we love you. Thank you so much for this teaching tonight. Help us, Lord, everyone in this room, to continue to be hooked on Jesus. Our nation is hurting. Our nation is struggling. We are going through some things that could spark so much trouble. And so, Father, we're just asking, Lord, for healing. And this church needs revival. Our church needs revival. Our world, our nation, we need more. We need to repent, and then we need you to revive us, Father. So do the work, God. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody pray.
To find out more information about who we are, our ministries, and our service times, please log on to our website at myglc.org.